go ahead and test this out to make sure it works properly. Find you a dancing partner. About to take you home, girl. Sing along. In peace, Andre Harrell, man. Whoo, that song, boy. You had your silk suits out. You remember those silk rayon? Yeah, not silk. It was rayon. You know, if you grew up 80s, you had a rayon suit, or you wanted a rayon suit. So they didn't have rayon in the Husky section. I had to shop in the Husky section when I was growing up. But enough of the jibber jabber. Let me get this podcast started off right. Testing 1, 4, 3. Testing 1, 4, 3. It is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast. And I am your host, Ken. And I thank you so much for being here, because you know what? As I always say, you could have been doing something else. While you're multitasking, you could have been listening to someone else. But I'm thankful that you are listening and tuning in to me. And these are the things that I just ask of you. One is to continue to listen. Welcome, as always. But I need you to subscribe to wherever you consume your podcast entertainment. Subscribe so therefore you can always get notified when I post. Then I need you to stream. I need you to download. I need you to retweet, share, like when you see me post. And what that does for me is just let me know that you're listening. Because honestly, I am very grateful. I know that may sound a little contrite, but I'm really honestly honored. You can also interact with me on all of my social media. Just type in Ken's Corner Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you'll see the Ken's Corner logo. And what I would like to do for the fourth person that contacts me on either one of my social media, I have a special gift for you. That's right. The Ken's Corner Podcast. We're able to give out gifts now. So, hey, something just to show my appreciation. So, the fourth person that contacts me on either one of my social media, and I'll keep a tally, you have a gift coming from me. You can also interact and on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That is www.kenscorner.co. So I want to go ahead and get the sad stuff out the way first. You heard that Groove Me, one of the songs that define the late great Andre Harrell. He passed away. Miss Betty Wright, she passed away. Mr. None other than Little Richard. Man, that man passed away. and Jerry Stiller just passed away, man. We are really losing some giants here in the industry. So rest in peace to each one of those people. My condolences go out to their family, to their friends, and also to their fans. We've lost a lot. Jerry Stiller is, you know, one of the funniest dudes. I mean, he still was, you know, his staple on Seinfeld. The Festivus episode is changed my profile picture on my social media around Christmas to that scene where him and Kramer were talking, and you know that, and Little Richard, you know, he is the pioneer where a lot of the artists stole his style that created rock and roll. I mean, Little Richard is that. The soulful Miss Betty Wright music has been sampled in hip hop, and then again none other than Andre Harrell. So we just had major hits, blows one after another. So again, but the most important thing is thank you first and foremost to what your contribution to this world was through entertainment. I know you were loved, beloved by your family, your friends, and your fans. So rest in peace. Had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. I have not allowed myself or been able to, or just out of safety, out of fear, spent time with my mom since this whole COVID situation happened. I've gone by her house a few times just to drop off supplies, but just to be able to sit and enjoy my mom. You know, it's nothing like a mother being able to help my sons cook for their mom. It was just a great weekend. You know, just started off with the breakfast, and then from breakfast, you know, moved on and got the food ready. And I am also a cook. I am a very good cook. I get paid to cook. I have my own catering company, Good Catering. Hey, you know, shout out to the company. But what I did was I cooked two separate meals, so for my wife and for my mom. And my mother wanted perch, coleslaw, and cornbread, all of it homemade. And the wifey wanted steak and potatoes and broccoli. Nothing was together, but you know, you gotta please the ladies of your life. And so I went on and just threw down on both. That steak, oh my goodness, that steak was the best. Went out, got some nice thick New York strip steaks, did a nice dry age for 24 hours with just salt, set it in the refrigerator. And then when I took that bad boy out, put it on the griddle, you talking about that steak cut like butter. I mean, the knife just slid through it. So tender and juicy. Compound garlic butter, sauteed mushrooms and onions. I mean, as I'm talking, I know your mouth is salivating because you can just taste and see. I mean, you can, I know you can do it, but I know you can taste something. But yeah, did a great time, man. And then honestly, afterwards, I mean, I took a nap. Man, I let the lady sit up and talk. I took a nap because I worked my butt off, but it was worth it just to see the smiles on their face. And so make sure that you appreciate your mother. For those, it's bittersweet for a lot of people also, because some people lost their moms. A good friend of mine, you know, lost his mother-in-law on Mother's Day. So, you know, that's devastating. So, you know, my heart and my prayers and my thoughts go out to those people who lost their moms and who celebrate this, you know, holiday with the memories and not being able to really sit there and enjoy their mom. For me, also, it's a little bittersweet because my grandmother is not here. My grandmother helped raise me. She is not my mom. However, my grandmother helped raise me. But so it's, you know, a little bittersweet on that. But I am thankful for my mother. Thank you, Mom, for allowing me life, for bringing me in this world, taking care of me. nurturing me, loving me, affirming me. And, you know, when it was time, put your foot in my ass. You know, she did that. So all of that made me the man that I am today. So thank you, mother, so much. And to all the moms out there, thank you for being the strong women that you are, helping and being the backbone of our society. Oh boy, it's a lot. So I want to first and foremost say thank you to my past, on episode 55, Team Tiffany, you know, in an interview with Tiffany, great, energetic woman, you know, smart, beautiful, just a great spirit. This was a great conversation. I went back and, as I do always, I listen to all my podcasts, but, you know, just always like to go back to pick up some nuggets that I didn't necessarily get during the interview. Then also, then the next after that was PTSD interview with my good brother, Carlos. Carlos just really, man, that's one of the highest rated interviews or higher rated podcasts, just, you know, just episodes. So those two really, you know, is propelling me in that interview space. And I'm so welcome. And there's other interviews that are being lined up as we speak. And I was really wanting to do an interview today, but I got some feedback. And the feedback, you know, paraphrasing, said, we love the interviews and the people that you're putting on are great. And, you know, and the energy and the conversation is good, but we miss your voice. We miss, you know, what you have to say about some things. And a lot has happened. And for me, it's not about being first and being always current with the with situations, because there's a lot to unpack. I want to unpack the Michael Jordan documentary. I want to unpack and talk about just a little bit today the Ahmaud Arbery situation in Georgia. And I think that's the one I'm going to just briefly touch on, but I'm going to talk more. I mean, I'm going to talk more about it. But the thing that drove this situation, in my opinion, is racism. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of information that's coming out, and I'm thankful to have police officers that I call friends. I mean, real friends. I'm not like, I can call from San Antonio to Detroit to Columbus to Xenia to Cincinnati. Who else I know cops? Pittsburgh. I mean, I know cops across the nation. And it's always interesting to get their perspectives on situations that, especially the volatile ones, the emotional ones. And this one, based upon the clips that we have seen, has really caused a lot of emotion. And one of the things that I am encouraging people to do, both black and white, let me get away from colors also. Let me get away from that. From African American, Caucasians, Asians, Latinx, or Latinx, excuse me, communities, I really want you to learn the laws of your land. Learn the laws. And what that does is, it may, I don't like what happened. Brother Arbery should still be here. With that being said, and this is not going to be a popular opinion, based upon the laws of Georgia, there's a good chance that those two gentlemen are going to get off, which is going to cause an emotional swirl and a powder keg that's already just right there to explode. Again, he should still be here. He should not have to have fought for his life. But the Stand Your Ground law, the citizens arrest laws, compiled with the open carry laws, In Georgia, yeah, it's not looking good for him, for the family to get the justice that they seek. Excuse me. And so some people are like, well, why can you say that? It was, you know, the evidence is there. We saw it on videotape. Yeah, I saw it too. And yeah, he should not have been in that situation. But what I learned with the laws in Georgia was when it comes to making a citizen's arrest, yeah. And so that within itself, just if we take race out of it, okay, so if we take race out of it, just briefly, that within itself, I don't like it, but I can understand why the district attorney didn't prosecute it immediately or didn't pick it up because of the laws of the land of that particular space. Now, you add the fact of race. Now, let's put race in it. That, in my opinion, was the determining factor on why they pursued the way they pursued. So it's just a lot. And then I was privy to some video footage that's a little bit more than what's, I mean, you can find like total videos. I'm not saying that I have exclusive videos. I'm not going to say that. I was just privy to different videos from one of my officer friends. And it really was a shot in the arm that I, you know, it's one of those things that you really don't want to believe with everything that you're seeing and hearing, especially when it comes to the laws and the fact that somebody lost their life over that. But it just gave me a different emotional perspective and preparing myself for if these two dudes walk. And so as Africans here in America who were brought here against their will, it is imperative that we know the laws of the land. Now, systemic racism and prejudice and all those things, like in the Castile case, is still going to, I mean, the law doesn't stop people from being prejudiced and acting on that prejudice and acting on that racism. The law doesn't stop that. So let me be very explicitly clear on that. What I am saying, though, in those particular situations, from a general public's an outcry point of view, when we say, okay, well, how did this happen? Well, it happened because these are the laws of the land. And if we already know that the system, again, is not set up for us, you know, they try to say justice is blind, but they sure know how to describe black people, Africans that were brought here in America to America against their will. Yeah, we got to understand that. So the outrage is still going to be there. The things are still going to hurt. If this was vice versa, I know for a fact that if it was two brothers or two that stopped a Caucasian man and did the exact same thing, I'm guaranteeing those two brothers would have been prosecuted with the same laws. And so, yeah, we just gotta, and then, you know, the sad part about it, if this situation, because most crimes, especially death and murder, most happen within proximity, had this been the unfortunate situation where the persons who pulled the trigger, who were also Africans brought to America against their will, against the brother, this wouldn't even be at all a case. We had the other case where the officer, unfortunately a black guy, and you know, who made the statement, and you had the young man who was running and got shot in the head. And the thing about it is that there are a lot of these videos I don't look at initially because it's triggering. It's very triggering to see that type of situation. And what I don't want to do is become desensitized to the violence. Because that's what ends up, like, the more we watch it, the more it becomes a normal and you become desensitized. It's like, oh, okay. I don't ever want to get to that. I don't ever want to get to that. So a lot of things, and even with this Brother Aubrey situation, I just recently looked at the video in its totality because I was going to make some comments on the podcast today. But I'm going to also reserve some of my other thoughts for later on when, as this continues to get played out in the courts, in the court of law and also in the court of public opinion. And so I just want everybody, for those in the United States and those who are listening abroad, please make sure you understand your laws. Please make sure that you do your best to operate within those laws and keep your family as safe as you can, because nothing is guaranteed. You know, nothing is guaranteed. And I will say this, is that what this is doing is causing hyper-tribalism, and that is going to be dangerous. We already are very tribal. There's nothing wrong with that. However, the hyper-tribalism is going to really cause even more of a violent swell, because as Africans brought to America against our will, we're just tired of being given the image of being lynched and then not receiving the justice that we want. And also part of this is that because we don't understand the law. We don't understand, like, if something happens to us, the reason why this particular outcome. Like, for example, in this case, if the prosecutor goes for murder one, this automatic, you also got to understand how they're going to charge him. If you want to get some kind of justice, you probably gonna have to go to manslaughter. You probably, if they aim too high, then the jury or the judge has to make his or her decision based upon that. So don't go in with murder one. Don't go in with murder two. You know, you probably gonna have to do a manslaughter. So again, it all goes about to understanding the intricacies of the law and how it works with prosecutors and defenders and lawyers and judges and juries and what they can look at and what can't, you know, all of that takes in effect. So follow it closely. I'm not telling you how to feel, because it is very disturbing, because a brother lost his life. So I want to make sure, again, I'm explicit on that. He should not have lost his life. He should not. And so prayers to his family, prayers to that community, prayers to my people down in Georgia. Please stay safe, because again, hyper-tribalism is in effect and it is going to cause major problems if not checked. At this time, I want to go ahead and just pause for a minute in the actual substance of the program and get to one of our sponsors, which is Stitcher Premium. And so if you like this podcast and other podcasts like True Crime, the Joe Rogan, if you like comedy, Bang Bang, with Mark Marion, and all of those type of just wonderful podcasts, Stitcher is one of those places where you can consume that. And what we're still doing, they're still allowing me to do, if you sign up for Stitcher Premium and enter the code KEN, capital K, capital E, capital N, you will get 1 month free. After that, there are two ways that you can pay. You can do it monthly for $4.99 a month, or you can do it annually at $34.99 a year. So again, great podcasts out there. Shout out to all the podcasters and the creators out there. You can listen to my podcast, which I want it to be number one. And you can use my promo code KEN, capital K, capital E, capital N. So during this time, one of the things that I have been looking at during my time off of employment is systems and how I operate in systems and organizations and groups and church and family and just my place, man. This has really given me a time to think. And it took me to the book, The Wizard of Oz. Now, as a kid, I had to read the book. This is back, I'm not saying kids nowadays don't read books. I'm not that dude. What I will say is that when growing up, we had to read a lot of novels. And I was first introduced to the movie, you know, to the Wizard of Oz through the movie, like most people were. But one of the things I didn't understand at the time until I got older, that the book by Frank Baum, is that the movie did not tell the story of what the book was really talking about. And the book, The Wizard of Oz, which was written back in, I believe, like 1873, I believe. And so it talks about, it's an allegorical story about money and the economy. And it's different symbols about, you know, if you look at the Wizard of Oz, the robe being gold, the tornado within itself is an allegory about, you know, the demise of the economy of the time. And the Emerald City. So all of these things was really about the economic standpoint of the economy. And so when you look at the movie was about, you know, someone, the May 1900, I said 1887, I'm sorry, the 1900. So please forgive me on that. I'm also making sure I'm factual on my information. So again, please forgive me on that, but it was the early 1900s. So when you look at the movie, you see Dorothy wanting to get back home. You had the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, Courage, Heart, Brain, Toto, Follow the Yellow Brick Road, Wicked Witches, Good Witches, all of that. And when they finally get to the end, there was a disappointment, because they actually got to see behind the curtain of who the wizard was. And so what I did, I mean, I'll say God clearly showed me that from a standpoint of the systems that I'm in, organizations and things that I'm involved in, and the reason why I'm frustrated. And I want to encourage those people who may be just a little frustrated also, is that you get really excited to be a part of this organization, and again, this is not any particular shot at any of my organizations or anything that I'm a part of, but I will just say that it was just a realization of a lot of things. And once you get in, once you get, you know, that promotion, once you get that job, once you get in that church, once you get in that mosque or anything, then the reality may set in, like, wait a minute, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be. Because you start to see the dirty side, and you start to see things that you didn't think that were going on. And how you respond to it is the second part of what I want to encourage you, is what the wizard did tell Dorothy and, you know, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion, is that the experience along the way, they had everything that they needed. So you don't necessarily need to look for those things at other entities. You know, I'm a big proponent. I love my fraternity of life. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated is the greatest fraternity ever. However, the letter shouldn't make you. You shouldn't become a caricature of the letters of any fraternity or sorority, of any social group. You know, people work hard to get in, to be a Mason, to be in the Lynx, to be in the Kiwanis Club, or, you know, just all type of organizations. But you got to know who you are, because once you get in it, it might be like, man, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. Because you have to look for those things within yourself. Even within church, I speak very frankly about that. No church is perfect. So I'm going to start off by saying that. However, you should not let a church define you. The building itself shouldn't define you. And so when you get into church and you get into leadership positions and you start to look and you're like, wait a minute, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. And then you fall out altogether, and because you went in there and honestly probably with a pure heart looking for something. And then when those expectations are not met, then you're disappointed. And so my encouragement to you is setting realistic expectations, understanding yourself that you have everything within yourself. And throughout your journey, much like the scarecrow, much like the tin man, much like the lion, is that there, when you go through your journey, which you come to find out usually the things that you're looking for, you already have it at the time that you need it. The lion lacked courage, but when it was time, or he thought he lacked courage, but when it was time, he had courage. The tin man thought he didn't have a heart, but when it was time to show his heart, he had it. The scarecrow needed a brain, but when it was time, he was able to think and do that. So a lot of times we doubt ourselves coming into situations, but we're able to do it because we have it within us. So that's what I just want to encourage you all today. You have it within you. You utilize it. The Bible talks about those treasures and those earthen vessels. So please make sure that you tap into your treasure. Utilize those treasures to help better yourself, your family, and the world. And I believe in you. And I believe that you can do it. But we don't need a wizard, because it's all inside of us. We don't need the organization, because we bring value to the organization. You are the value. So I just want to encourage you in that. So as always, thank you so much for listening to the Ken's Corner podcast. I so much enjoy doing this. I love being able to encourage people. Still finding my voice in this space, but I truly believe that God is going to really take this podcast. My talent and my gift will make room for me. I'm not looking for the wizard. I'm doing this journey, and I'm going to make mistakes along the way, but I totally believe that I have what it takes to make it. And I totally believe that I've connected myself with the fans across the world. And that is one thing I love saying, that consistently across the world listen to this podcast. So please continue to share. Please continue to give your suggestions. Remember, by next week, I want to be able to announce the winner of the competition or contest, the fourth person to connect with me through either one of my social media. So matter of fact, let's do it this way to make it fair, because everybody not big. All right, so the fourth person on Facebook gets a prize, the fourth person on Twitter gets a prize, and the fourth person on Instagram gets a prize, and the fourth person that contacts me through my website. So type in Ken's Corner, and what I just need is your name. I won't ask for any information unless you're the winner. Once you're the winner, I will announce it. I will inbox you, get your information, and I will have a prize out to you. All right, so follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ken's Corner, and at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And with that being said, as always, I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner Podcast. Peace out.